While unofficial election results show the ballot proposition to ban alcohol sales in Bethel has failed, many people living outside Bethel went into Election Day hoping the proposition would pass. What happens in Bethel affects the entire Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The city serves as the hub to the region's 56 communities, and only a couple communities have direct flights from Anchorage. For all the others, what arrives in their communities first passes through Bethel. That includes government services, supplies, medical care, and people. So when Bethel legalized alcohol sales 2 years ago, the alcohol siphoned into the region's communities. Most of those villages are dry, and most of them are now ready to see that booze pipeline cut off.
I would support being closed because I lost how many of my relatives, starting from my oldest brother, oldest sister, first cousin, my niece, my nephew. It's a heartache.
George Sam from Lower Kalskag wants Bethel to end its alcohol sales, as does Mike James from Alakanuk.
We're tired of seeing all that death and the destruction, people going to jail and getting charged with assault and battery and sex crimes.
James says even the alcohol that does not reach Alakanuk on the Lower Yukon River still affects his community.
We've had people from Alakanuk living here in Bethel, and they have abused alcohol and used it the wrong way, and alcohol shouldn't be rampant here in the bush.
Earl Samuelson lives in Nabuskiak, one of the closest communities to Bethel.
7 river miles, 5 air miles.
He wants Bethel to return to local option. Samuelson volunteers for search and rescue and doesn't want to repeat a winter like the last two when emergency calls skyrocketed.
Last winter was one death after another, alcohol related. We had the drownings, we had the people freezing out there.
Samuelson saw an immediate drop in dangerous and emergency activity in Nabuskiak once the AC Bethel Quick Stop liquor store shut down in May. That day, the State Alcohol Board heard nearly 5 hours of tearful public testimony on how the store's liquor sales were devastating the local community, and the board refused to renew the store's liquor license. Guithluk Tribal Council President Tanya Ipchuk says life in her village transformed that day.
Our domestic violence calls went down, our intoxicated individual calls went down. We're not necessarily putting our own members into protective custody as much.
Child welfare cases in Guithluk also went down. To keep it that way, Ipchuk wants alcohol sales in Bethel to end. In July, Bethel Native Corporation reopened the city's only other alcohol store, Bethel Spirits, and serves only Alaska-made beer and wine. Philly's Pizza Restaurant also serves only beer and wine. During the months that these operations have been the only sources of alcohol sales in Bethel, no increase has been seen in alcohol-related emergency calls. But another store could open in Bethel that would sell liquor like AC Quick Stop did. And Ipchuk, like many people around the region, doesn't want to see her community put at risk again. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.